this email, which I really struggled with whether or not I should read. She's been brought up recently. This is a famous celebrity, actress, model who has a documentary about her right now, a two-part documentary that was discussed at length on this show.
Is this the Brooke Shields airplane email?
I will not identify the celebrity.
Courage.
I think it was an airplane. Maybe it was another form of transportation.
No, it was an airplane. Okay. But
I hate that you're reading this.
And this could be, it could be totally untrue. Totally different untrue thing. But the P1 says, my wife worked at a small regional airport 20-ish years ago in Vegas that flew small 4 to 12 seat PJs.
Yeah, PJ.
Private jets. This celebrity actress model that Craig may or may not have mentioned was once flying with them. And after the flight was over, there was a bit of a smell on board, George.
This is so unfair to do to her.
To the unnamed celebrity. After she deplaned, one of the crew went in to check out the situation. The celebrity woman had made such hell in the private jet bathroom. Such hellish hell, according to this
emailer,
that the crew did rock, paper, scissors to decide who had to deal with it.
Deal with it?
Yes.
Did she miss?
No, it was a mud mound so high that it didn't go down.
It is a big deal.
So they had to go get the broom handle?
Well, this P1's wife lost the rock, paper, scissors battle, and she had to deal with the
mound of
the log jam and
devil.
Yeah, the mound of devil.
So to speak.
And his wife had to come out of the restroom mid cleanup for oxygen. She had to take on supplemental oxygen.
Man, I've been there picking up messes before after the dogs or kids or something.
And then his wife had to head to the galley to fetch a fork and knife to work it down.
Oh, my God.
Not the broom handle.
Enough so they could flush it. And to this day, my entire family, says the P1, and now friends and others refer to having to do the devil's business as having to
make a Brooke Shields.
Man.
You know, he said he struggled with whether or not to read this email on the air. His struggle was, how fast can I get it on the air?
Right.
No.
And at what point do I use your name?
I tried not to read this on the air, and I was ordered by management. So okay. I'm a victim.
Not to get into too many details here. Do you
Please.
Think she knew that it didn't go down? Or do you think she just assumed that it went down and left?
I'll say this, on a plane, when you put the lid down and you hear that supersonic flush, you assume everything's gone.
Yeah, it sounds so official, violent when you hear that flush sound. Sounds like the devil intake of air. So you would just assume that Satan has taken his offering away.
Right.
The offering you left for him. You assume that the devil got it.
Okay, it's not exactly a huge bathroom on a big plane. How small is that bathroom on a private jet?
I don't know. I've never been on a private jet.
I like that term. Instead of using her name for that act, let's just say I have to go make an offering to the devil. You should have seen the offering I left the devil.
The devil's offering. So,
you know what I mean? I mean, maybe it wasn't maybe it wasn't that unusual of a devil's leaving, but it's such a small toilet that that's a, is that a problem on private jets?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming not, because maybe then, it then be the like wife a, would have had lots of stories about other celebrities yeah. that did it.
They should probably have the, like they have in
yeah,
the touring
like tour bus,
bus
rules.
No number two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you gotta wait till we got facilities that can handle these leavings. And isn't it a little unfair that they're telling this story?
It's terribly
yeah,
unfair.
It's terrible.
And that
you aired it.
Someone would
was
take
ordered,
it to the air.
And then I was ordered to report it. Well, I haven't named a celebrity.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Said, and they call it a...
That's what they call it. I have no idea what celebrity
Oh, yeah,
it
doesn't identify her at all. You're right. And refer to the story that Junior did on her.
What story did Junior do on her?
About the documentary that's out on her.
These are totally unconnected. Totally different stories. These are totally different stories. So, but if you're a celebrity and you're on the private jet,
hold it.
You know that if you do something like that, that story is going to get crowdsourced yeah. somewhere.
Did he say when this happened?
Because 20-ish years
ago. So that's before the social media.
Oh, so yeah, that's right. So maybe she wasn't
now.
Thinking
yeah,
straight.
Right. She wasn't thinking.
She wasn't thinking that social media would be invented.
There is a 0% chance she was thinking that 20 years from now, a Dallas radio show would be talking about that.
Well, it was 2002. We had social media then, didn't we?
Not I don't
really.
Think so. I didn't get on Twitter till 2010?
2008. Somewhere in there.
09,
what about
maybe?
The Facebooks?
Facebooks. When was the Facebooks around? When did social media start? I know we definitely had the World Wide Web Internet in 2002.
For
and
sure.
There were forums that you could post on
I-Fi.
And things like that.
That's when we got iFi.
I don't think social media really took hold until 08, 09, somewhere in there. It's mm-hmm. been about 15 years.
So this should be protected under our pre-social media laws.
Right.
Yeah.
The great,
obviously it
the
wasn't.
Great satanic leaving
it
of 2002.
10 minutes of the observation deck, but
well,
yeah, you're
I'm
right.
I'm just saying that I'm trying to raise awareness for private jets.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEC 633 on the ticket.